Hello. May I speak to Brett?
This is Brett.
How you doing, sir? My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote?
Definitely.
Any chances? Definitely vote. Excellent. Let's continue that case. Thank you. And what is your, for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I'm 49.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote next year. You may use a new number
in
between.
I'd say an 8.
8, very well. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a registered Republican.
Republican, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
I guess a strong Republican. I'm pretty conservative.
Okay. Strong Republican, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right. Let's move on. And what specifically makes you feel, made you say that, sir? Can you put it in a few words so I can enter it in the survey?
I think the economy's not doing too well.
Huh?
The corruption in D.C. just seems like it keeps getting worse.
Okay, the economy is not well.
The economy is the drive. And the corruption in D.C. just seems to be getting worse.
Okay, very well. And the corruption. Getting worse, okay? Very well, sir. Let's move on. Thank you for that input. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I will mention a few issues, and you tell me the top two that are most important to you. Healthcare cost, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms. Which two are the most important to you?
Shrinking the government and limiting taxes is there.
Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, okay. And which other one, sir?
And the economy.
Okay, let me see, where's that? Immigrant protection, climate change, improving, protecting healthcare costs, standing up. Inflation and the economy, very well.
And the economy, yeah.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
And would that be a strongly approved, sir, or just somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's probably getting a little worse. The buying power's not there.
Okay, getting worse, okay. And now thinking about race relations in America, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I assume they're staying about the same. I really don't know.
Okay. Would you want to say staying about the same, or don't know?
I really don't know. I don't.
Very well.
I guess they're staying the same. I don't know that much about it.
Okay, very well. How often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, and not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, sir. Moving on. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
Probably about a 50.
60, okay. How do you feel about Cornel West?
Cornel West? Probably
Cornel
about a 60.
West. 60, okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I'm not familiar.
Ever heard the name that of that organization, or just have no opinion?
I don't know of it. I don't know anything about it. I don't know about it.
Very well. In that case, let's enter. I don't know. How do you feel about the National Rifle Association or NRA?
No opinion. 50. No opinion.
No opinion. Yes, sir. No opinion. We can answer that. How do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
The lowest is 0, right?
0, that's correct, sir. 0?
Yeah, that's 0 there. Yeah.
Very well. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
About a 0 there, too.
Okay. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
About a 60.
60? And one more. How do you feel about Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott. Remember, if you're not familiar, if you don't know the name, that's very well. We enter with that. You don't know him. Very well. Never heard of the name, right? Correct.
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you, sir. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat
no
worried.
Worries.
Not at
worried.
All?
Nope.
Very well. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one says, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree, sir, or disagree? The choices are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, thank you. Next one, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Agree or disagree, sir?
No opinion.
No opinion, very well. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you, sir. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly, sir?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly as well or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Would you agree or disagree?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat, very well. Let's move on. Moving on fast. Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on colleges, campuses, and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs?
I oppose.
And that would be a strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to a college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put the truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our communities to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Statement A.
And do you agree with the statement 8 much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Let me see where we are. Almost there. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, 5 means it's, you think is somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is a commitment to Christian ideals. How important do you think that is that for America to survive?
A commitment.
7, thank you. Equal opportunity, equal economic opportunities for all. How important is that for our democracy to survive? Equal economic opportunities for all.
That'd probably be an 8.
8. Police that treat everyone the same.
That'd be an 8.
8, thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. How important is that?
That's a 10. That's what we're founded on, 10.
Okay, yes, sir. Immigration to this country. How important is that for our democracy to survive?
That's like a 4.
4, thank you. The right to bear arms.
That's a 10.
10, thank you. And freedom to protest the police or government. How important is that for democracy to survive?
That's an 8.
8. Okay, 8. Let's move on. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, it's only 2 of them, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority in the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected a student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10? I mean, how much you agree with it?
Zero.
Zero? Okay.
Zero.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And second statement says, America's democratic institution has come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How convincing do you find the statement, sir? I mean, how much do we agree with it from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Zero, very well.
Zero.
Yes, sir. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
So, 8. Very well. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed, sir?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married, separate?
Married, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
One,
thank you. And thinking about your poor approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very?
Very conservative. Very conservative.
Very conservative. Very well, sir. Sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Seven.
Several times a year?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and your very important time. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Take care.
Good night. Yes, sir. Thank you. You as well.